Hello there. Welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog. Today's the 6th of September, and I've got three photographs to tell you about today. Look and See can be found at las.new-england.net.au. And the aim of the game is to put up at least one photograph a day, photograph being taken that day. It's an interesting challenge, and I've been doing it now for about 6 months. Well, today, here in New England, in New South Wales, Eastern Australia, we're slowly but surely heading out of winter. Today it was minus 4 to 18 centigrade, which is 25 to 64 Fahrenheit. Bit of a range there, but that's what it's going to be like for the next month or so. Beautiful summery, spring-like, at least, morning, as can be seen from the first photograph, which is of three eastern grey kangaroos that were nibbling away at the dry grass as the dogs and I passed them this morning. They had a bit of a look up to see what we were doing, but weren't too worried about us, and just got on with eating. I find that over the last few months, as we've been passing this mob of kangaroos, they've been getting less anxious about us being really the two dogs that they keep an eye on. Or maybe they're worried about me too. But the dogs are on a lead, and the roos and wallabies have got nothing to worry about. This photograph again illustrates the drought-like conditions we have. No rain to speak of for quite a while now. But the grass would have been browned off by the winter and the frost anyway. The fence in the background, just center right, has a few kinks in it. Only every sixth fence post is actually dug into the ground, and the others are just held in place by the fence wire. And that means they're quite loose. They keep the stock in, but kangaroos have discovered they can shuffle under the bottom wire. So where the wooden fence posts are a little bit skewed, that's because some roos have dislodged the fence posts sitting on the ground and moved them a little bit sideways. Things tend to even out after a while. I don't worry about it. The next photograph of some purpley flowers was taken in the dog run whilst the dogs were having their breakfast this morning. The pea flower, the twisting pea vine, is Hardenbergia violaceae. Very pretty little flower. They're all around the place at the moment. They're natives. And this one's made a little bit more interesting by the green leaves of the kidney weed, so-called. The Dichondra repens is its Latin name. People use it as ground cover or in place of lawn, but around here it just grows natively, especially under trees where it's shaded from the frost. It's a bit frost tender, but it grows reasonably well where the frost can't get at it. The third photograph is one that I took at lunchtime whilst out walking. I must have passed this tree several times in the last couple of weeks, but today is the first time I've actually noticed the abundance of a blossom, pink blossom, just stunning in the sunshine. I'm not quite sure what it is. It could be an ornamental cherry. I might see if I can find out. Okay, there we have a quick description of the photographs I've selected to put up on my photo blog for today. If you'd like to send me some email, you can find me at gordon@las.new-england.net.au. Thanks for stopping by, and drop in tomorrow and see what I found to photograph. Bye now.